With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Bulligatoon Podcast. And here's your host, Andrew Mortimer.
Thank you, Julie. Yes, this is the Beluga Tunes podcast. I'd like to say a great big hello to all the new listeners, because I'm just about to explain what I have in store for you this week. The first segment I've got is the 6-minute shout out, and this basically means I have 6 minutes to talk about something that I found online. I won't reveal what it is just yet. That's coming up very, very soon. Also, I watched a film. Yeah, I do another segment called Would I Watch It Again? And this week's film is The Mask of the Red Death from 1964. It's an old Roger Corman film with Vincent Price, Hazel Court, and Jane Asher. So, yeah, you'll get to hear my thoughts on that. And, every week I talk about a film. And one thing I've started to do now, I've joined Rabbit, which is like a social networking site where you can invite people to watch movies with you. And yeah, so that's what I'm going to try and do every week from now on. When I watch a film for this podcast, I want to invite people to watch it with me, and we can discuss privately. we can give our thoughts on the film, and it's a completely random film as well. Every week I just go to suggestmemovie.com and yeah, just have one chosen randomly. Anyway, the third segment is The Odyssey Express. The Odyssey Express is this story that I've been working on for quite a long time, and it's really just like with each episode I come up with a new chapter and I just use random words. Again, it's all just randomly selected. This is from randomlists.com. I usually have it choose me 8 words, and I just have to see if I can make that into the next part of the story. I think we're on chapter 30 this week. Yeah, okay, so that's coming up later on. So basically now I'm just going to move into the first segment, the 6-minute shout out. So here we go.
The Beluga Tunes podcast, almost as good as the last thing you listened to.
It is now time for the 6-minute shout out. So let's spin that internet wheel. There it goes. Right, now we have to wait for it to stop. It's going to cycle through lots of different things. It's a really big wheel. There are websites from all across the internet. Or a few from the dark web just there. What has it landed on? It has landed on Harmontown. I feel like, you know what, it's about time I talked about this podcast. It says here on the website, founded in 2011, Harmontown is a near-weekly live podcast by Dan Harmon, Community, Rick and Morty, Channel 101, featuring co-host and comptroller Jeff Davis. You may recognize him from Whose Line Is It Anyway? I've been sitting on this for a long time. I listen to this podcast very frequently because I've got a lot of catching up to do. It's another one that I'm sort of binging my way through, and I like to put it on when I do my household chores and things. Let me just make sure I'm timing myself. I've now started because my iPad has randomly decided to start playing all of my podcast episodes from oldest to newest, which it wasn't doing before. This is on Spotify, on the Spotify app. I've just recently noticed it switched to oldest to newest. It was newest to oldest, but then they just made me think, okay, so I'll go back to the beginning of Harmontown and I'll listen to them in ascending order. So yeah, I've really been enjoying it. I said before when I talked about Threedom, that was a couple of weeks ago, the 6 minute shout out topic. I talked about how I do quite like podcasts that are basically just people having a conversation. There is something quite nice about that. So with Harmontown, you don't really know exactly what you're going to get. And I think what's interesting about listening to the episodes, as it says here, they date back to 2011. So that's pre Rick and Morty. So I think at that point, Dan seems to be mostly well known for Community at that point, and that's really one of his go-to things. He talks about how it feels to have this fan base and the things that he likes about that, but also we get an insight into the things that he worries about. I listened to an old episode quite recently where he talked to some of his fans, and like the people who listen to the show, and one of them said they find it very reassuring that Dan talks about things that concern him and worry him, because it's quite relatable. You start to realise that even someone who's created all these great TV shows has things on his mind and they worry him. And it's interesting, and it helps you to realise that you're not alone if you have things on your mind that you worry about. Like, 'cause I think I relate to him because I do forget about all the things that I should be thankful for. Like, there are things you could say about my life that not a lot of people can have the privilege, and it's funny how it never seems like there's enough to help you through, like, that part of your brain that it just kind of wants you to be unhappy. And I relate to when he gets into that kind of topic, topic of discussion. I was going to say, because this is a live podcast in that it is recorded in front of a live audience, and it is also filmed, because if you pay, they offer a subscription service, you can get access to the video episodes. I think they do this with every episode. There is also a bit here, it says, want Harmontown to come to your comedy festival? We'd love to hear from interested event planners. Email booking@harmontown.com to speak with our booking coordinator. So this is all on harmontown.com, all this information. And yeah, I should also give a shout out to all the people involved. So we've got Dan Harmon. He's he left Twitter, didn't he? He's still got his Twitter. A link to does that go anywhere? Let's have a look. I remember him saying he left. Okay, not Dan Harmon. Oh, that's funny. So yeah, you won't be able to find him on Twitter anymore. He doesn't use it. Jeff Davis, he's at Jeff Brian Davis. That's Brian with a Y. And there's also Spencer Crittenden. He's a regular contributor to the show, and he's at the Six Ear. So six, IER. Is that 6 minutes? Yeah, it's about 6 minutes. Okay. And I mustn't forget, I've got a clip, and this is from an old episode where they discuss Weird Al, and they decide to do like this little improv game where someone just sort of randomly tries to come up with an original song, like a straight song of their own, and then someone else has to try and do the Weird Al version of that song.
You straight line this one. You Weird Al.
No, I didn't sign up for it.
Like if you don't have it, you're allowed to say pass, and one of us.
Yeah, well, whatever the procedure is, that's what I'm doing.
All right. Don't worry, you can sing a straight song that might actually be a real song.
I like to go outside and look at the sun and look at the stars. That means I go out in the day and the night. I'm never inside. I'm a monster man.
I like to go in the bun, and when I see the cars, I go on by. And then I go. I'm a lobster can. The larger joke is that I thought I could do it.
So that's the Harmontown podcast. Go check it out. And we're about to move on now. Let's have a little celebrity endorsement, shall we?
Hi, everyone. This is Claire Kitty from Femme Fatale, and I love listening to the Beluga Tunes podcast when I'm in the bath. Oh, wait a minute. What are you doing in my bathroom? Get out of here!
I have come here personally to thank you for the year's harvest and to invite you to a feast to be held in a fortnight where annually I gather about me the nobles of the countryside.
When you throw us the scraps from your table as if we were dogs.
Exactly. But these dogs have a loud bark and show their teeth. Why?
An old woman met a holy man on the hill. He made a prophecy. He said the day of our deliverance was at hand.
From your tyranny.
Then shouldn't you be on your knees to give thanks?
A European prince terrorizes the local peasantry while using his castle as a refuge against the Red Death plague that stalks the land. So yeah, Mask of the Red Death, directed by Roger Corman, starring Vincent Price, Hazel Court, and Jane Asher. This is like, there's just something very quintessential about this type of film. One of the things that really sort of made me realize that this really is a great example of this kind of 60s horror film, the blood in this film. It's very red. Like, because that goes with the title, doesn't it? And it is almost like red paint, and that kind of detail works very well, because this was, just by looking at it, you can tell, like, from the lighting, from the quality of the picture, from the sound, you do get an idea of. What kind of era this was, and it is an interesting take, because I won't pretend that I've read a lot of Edgar Allan Poe. This was a story that I am not so familiar with, but it did get me thinking of, because there seemed to be a bit of sort of Shakespeare influence, and I did also find myself thinking, and yeah, because I previously talked about the Dracula film with Bela Lugosi, and yeah, I I did find myself thinking about that in with some of the scenes, because the main character, Prince, Prince Prospero, played by Vincent Price, there was something very kind of Dracula about that character. That's not the only thing I could say about it. I loved watching Vincent Price. I was thinking I don't recall ever not liking Vincent Price. I thought he was great in, you know, Theatre of Blood, House on the Haunted Hill, Pit in the Pendulum, House of Wax, The Fly, just you name it. I thought he was great on The Muppet Show. Yeah, I've never seen a Vincent Price performance that I didn't think was good. So I'm now thinking I might need to have a look at some more old Vincent Price films, because I think this segment on this podcast is making me realise that I do like horror, because I was never really that sure about it to begin with. It wasn't really something that I grew up liking, but I think it's partly because I've been doing these random film reviews every week, and a lot of them happen to be horror, because I hadn't ever seen American Psycho before I watched it for this podcast, for example. And this is a brilliant film. I always have to say, would I watch it again? And I know I would, because I watched it a second time last night. I decided to put it on again. I think because I do miss a lot of details. Like, even if I enjoy a film, my mind does wander a bit. And that's just on me. Because this film, it's very atmospheric, and it's outstanding. It has some great style. I think that's the other thing. I've not seen an awful lot of Roger Corman films, but I just think this one's very distinctive. It has a kind of, because, you know, if you like films like as I say, the old Dracula films, and just is it any kind of old, because it did get me thinking of The Pit and the Pendulum, like the sets and everything like that, because that was 61, a couple of years before. So I would definitely watch this again, because I mean, this is another one for Halloween. I think every year now I'm probably going to be watching this. That's really it. That I loved it. I thought it was a lot of fun. Cause there's something very fun about these kind of horror films. So yeah, definitely recommend that one. I'm going to go to Suggest Me Movie, and I'm going to find out what my next film is going to be. Escape from New York, 1981. That's the film that I will be talking about in the next episode of the Beluga Toons podcast. Okay, so the next segment is the Odyssey Express. So let's have a little recap of what happened in Chapter 29. Okay, so some dogs turned up, apparently. They chased Suzette. She went outside for something, and they chased her back inside the lab. Dogs started making life difficult for the five friends, and Suzette managed to stop them by using the age-changing machine thing to turn them into puppies. And now they're heading to the Pancake Island. Yeah, so that's what happened in the last episode. You've missed a lot. After the break, I'm going to have a new chapter, hopefully, and here are the words. I have 8 words, so during the break I'm going to be writing a quick chapter. So my 8 words are macho, land, not, flood, slip, donkey, military, and natural. So we're just going to go to a break, and afterwards I should have chapter 30 all prepared for you to listen to.
The Beluga Tunes podcast will return after these messages.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so here is what I've written for chapter 30 of the Odyssey Express. On the Pancake Island, Suzette goes for a dip in the syrupy waters. Shane tries to look macho as he steps out of the train wearing his Speedo shorts. Becky and Teresa wander off. So, have you ever been to this land before? Asks Becky. Oh, yes. I used to come here for holidays. Very tranquil, replies Teresa. I wish I could do something about my spaghetti gun, growls Becky. Is it giving you trouble? Asks Teresa. Everything comes out in a massive knot, replies Becky. I certainly hope the syrup doesn't flood the train once the tide comes in, says Teresa. Hey, what's that over there? They see a donkey in a pen up ahead of them. They decide to slip through the gate. I had no idea there are animals on this island, says Becky. Then, out of the blue, the donkey speaks. It says, I used to rule over this land. That's nice, replies Becky. The donkey appears to be a little disappointed. Aren't you surprised to see a donkey speak? She asks. Oh, yeah, it's very surprising, says Becky. I'm surprised too, says Teresa. I just don't tend to show it. I need to find my military, cries the donkey. Something terrible is going to happen if we don't do something. You've got to help me. I know it's not the most natural thing to hear animals talk about war, but she is a rather charming animal, says Teresa. They let the donkey out of the pen and head and lead her back to the group. Teresa brings the donkey over to Lisa. This creature has something important to say.
You're still listening to the Beluga Tunes podcast. Can I go home now?
Yes, because the time has very nearly come for me to send you all on your merry way. So before I go, my website is belugatoons.com, BelugaTONS. And you can find this podcast on Twitter if you go to @BelugaTunesPod. Thanks, as usual, to Julie Kitsouli for doing those stings for this podcast. That's wonderful. Please check out her website, kitsouli.com. Also, I mustn't forget, we're going to be watching Escape from New York. And that's going to be on Rabbit. And we're doing that on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. What day will that be? The 19th? Is that right? 19th? I hope I've got that right. Anyway, it's going to be 6 p.m. UK time. Join me on Rabbit and we'll watch Escape from New York. I haven't seen it before, so no spoilers, please. if you want a link to the page that we're streaming from, I'm going to put it up on the podcast Twitter feed, so that you'll find it there. Yeah, and that's about it now. I think it's time for me to wrap things up. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Do take care. And I am off to the pub.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.